ruined its for breakfast. For Adelaide Tools, offering solutions for all your power tool needs. With five big locations. Mile End, Paraka, St Mary's, Lonsdale and Gawler.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home. It's Crows co-captain, Tex Walker.
Let's talk about Tex.
Oh, here he is on the week of the first game. Pumped, ready to go. How are you, Tex?
Very excited, Dits. I am.
Now, I don't know if you want to answer this or not. Last night I was watching on the couch and they gave you a bit of a rap, actually. They said you played injured all of last year. Now you're super fit. You'll have a real, real good season. Any truth in that? There was always talk about you having a foot problem or something. Would you admit that now or not?
No, body sometimes doesn't agree with you, Dits, but I still put myself out there on the field, so I did perform and I didn't, but who cares? 2018's gone. Let's look forward to 2019.
Right, so that means you were injured and you are going to have a far better year.
Well, I've done a fair bit more pre-season than I did last year, so just hold you in good stead, Dits.
Good.
You do planning and preparation, it makes you execute on game day.
Oh, come
Don't
on.
Don't use big words, Ted.
What, planning and preparation?
Yeah, and execution.
Oh.
Still married?
Yeah.
Going all right?
We had our first little Lara during the week.
Brian Lara?
Lara Bingle.
Oh, what was it, over something important or little?
What?
You argue over little things, don't you?
If it's over something, what would it be over?
Money?
Family.
Oh, family.
Yeah, you know,
that's a big one.
Who's all yours?
Huh?
Hers or yours?
Well, you want to get rid of them. They wouldn't leave Adelaide after the wedding.
They
Come
wouldn't
on.
Go home. But we're all right. All good. We've been married a week, so.
Sounds like you've got a mother-in-law now.
Yeah, I know.
Everything changes.
There's a sister-in-law.
Good morning,
birth.
Vicky. Good morning. I love you, Vicky. You're a wonderful lady.
Yeah, she tunes in every now and again. I don't know whether she would be this morning. RB's probably already up and
Father-in-law.
Done 12 hours of work. And it was Alex's birthday yesterday.
Right.
Big happy birthday to Alex. Ellie's younger sister. So we're going to go
down. Did you forget that, did you? Or is that why you're in trouble?
We're going out for dinner tonight to, what's that pizza joint on Henley Beach Road?
Down near
Coffee Bowl, near Cooyonga, just there.
I don't know that one.
On the corner.
Yeah, what's it
the called? The old Barnacle Bill's joint.
Yeah, what's it called again?
I can't remember.
Okay. God, there'll be 1,000 people there now. The Crows cheer squad will turn up.
Exactly. Hey, you nervous about this week, Tex, or you're excited?
I'm excited because I know we've done the work and we've got a healthy list. So we're going to, apart from probably Cedo and Brownie, we've got a healthy list to choose from. So I'm excited about taking on Hawthorn.
Chase Jones going to play. He has to, doesn't he? 100%.
You think it'd be a big chance, Roo, yeah.
Anyone else get a debut? Or probably a bit hard to get into at the moment?
Not too sure. I reckon Chase would be the only one off the top of my head.
Okay.
But I reckon throughout the year we'll see a few young boys debut.
You said to us probably a month ago you love Ned McHenry.
Yeah, he's going all right too.
Is he going okay?
Ned and Sholey and Butsy, and we got a few.
What about the Crows girls? Will you wander down there on Sunday to have a look, or will we wait for the granny?
There was talk of the girls playing after us, so we're going to be the curtain raiser to the girls' dits. What?
Nothing.
Because
you were smiling.
Yeah, I'm excited for the girls.
Yeah.
One more game, then into a grand final, and kick our season off with a good start would be nice. So to answer your question, I reckon I might venture down. Take Ellie down there.
Support them.
Just on Hawthorn, why are they not sort of getting mentioned as one of the top sides? They haven't sort of slid really at all, have they?
Where
do you see them?
No, they've slid. I think they're middle of the road. I think they'll be fighting for a spot in the eight. They could get in, could miss. Lost a lot of their good senior players over the last few years. Got a couple of good kids, but Tom Mitchell, their number one player, is injured with a broken leg.
Yep.
Rufford's getting a little bit older up forward. I think they're in a transition period, Dits.
Okay.
So the
I'd never ever doubt Hawthorn.
Oh, you never doubt them. You still got to respect them. And they beat the Crows last year, didn't they? I think.
Yeah, they've had the wood over us for years.
Now, Alistair Clarkson had a whinge yesterday about the runner rule. Are you across the whole thing about the runners?
Yeah, they're only allowed on after a goal.
Yeah, but it was verified last night on the show that I was watching on the couch, and I was glad they explained this. So they have got time to get off. So in other words, when the umpire's about to bounce the ball, if the runner is still on the field, it won't be a free against them. Yeah. What they're saying is
They've got to run off, though.
You've got to have intent to be getting off the field, and if you get in the way of a forward like you or something, then there would be a free kick. But if they show that they're actually sprinting off the ground, getting out of the way, that's fine.
Yeah. If you've got pure intent to get off and you're 15 metres off, you just let it go.
Yeah.
That's just common sense, but sometimes it's not that common.
Do you watch many of the footy shows? Or
no.
On the couch, so Jared Healy, Jonathan Brown, Gary Lyon, Paul Roos, talking about the grand finalists.
Give us your grand finalists and your Brownlow medal.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go with Richmond, Melbourne and Paddy Dangerfield.
Collingwood, Melbourne, back to the good old days of the 60s.
Collingwood and Melbourne.
Stephen Canelio.
What was that, 1958 for memory?
64. The last
64,
one.
Okay. Brownie?
West Coast, Richmond and Dusty to repeat the Brownlow.
Yeah, I'm going with Dusty as well. I can't see how you can go with anybody other than Collingwood and West Coast at this stage, but she's going to be a nice old
tussle. You know what that means? For Port Adelaide and Sydney and Hawthorn, it didn't get a mention. This time last year, we didn't nail anything. So it's going to be Port Hawthorn.
No worry.
Three of them. Richmond, Collingwood, West Coast get three votes out of those four expert panellists. So everyone's sort of seeing it similarly.
Yep. They're not, no big predictions there.
Who are you going
no
with, Root?
Big improvers.
Who would be the grand finalists?
Well, I've got my eight in order. I've got the Tigers finishing on top. I've got Adelaide finishing second. I've got West Coast and Collingwood rounding out the top four. I've got Melbourne in fifth. And then I've got GWS, Geelong and Essendon to round out the eight. And I've got an honourable mention to Brisbane just knocking on the door and maybe even sneaking in.
What does that mean?
I'm just supposing that I would not be surprised if Brisbane snuck in. And I've in that conversation to make the eight, I've got Port Adelaide and I've got Frio, I've got North and I've got Sydney.
You've named 18 sides.
No, I'm just saying just the ones that are in a bracket. Just listen.
Tell us who's not in your eight.
And then I've got four sides that are no hope, which are St Kilda, Gold Coast, Carlton, Dogs. I've got them in the bottom four. Lock them in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got all the others. If North got on a roll, they might push you free.
So does that mean your grand finalists are Richmond and Adelaide?
No, it doesn't. It means anyone who can have luck in the grand final to get there. I'm just going on the home and away season.
So who's your top 18, Dits?
Top 18 in order, yeah.
I've broken it down into three divisions.
Righto. Who do you like, Tex?
I've just gone my top eight. So Crowley's on the top, Tigers, Giants, Eagles. Then
Giants?
Yeah, I reckon they're in for a good year.
Why can they improve with lost a couple of players? You reckon they've just had enough of being average?
Yeah, I reckon they're, after playing them in JLT 2 weeks ago, I reckon they're going to be having a good year.
Okay.
Pies, Demons, Bombers and Swans.
Demons, Bombers, Essendon, so they'll improve a bit.
Yeah, I reckon they'll make the eight.
Swans. Yeah. Very good. Would you go out on a limb and talk about grand final or not?
So you didn't have Port in the top eight there.
You're both mad. Port will make the eight.
Okay.
And that's not a biased opinion. I think Port Adelaide are very talented. Their best football will make the eight.
Yep. I reckon they're capable.
Yep.
Don't have
I reckon
the
they'll
eight,
push but... for it. Anyone different? Who do you think will win the Coleman medal this year?
Josh Kennedy from West Coast.
You reckon he'll do it again?
Yep.
You're not worried about his injuries?
No.
No? Okay.
And I said Luke Shuey or Rory Sloane to win the Brownlow.
Luke Shuey.
Yep.
Okay. I've got Dusty and I've got Jack Revolt. I reckon he'll be better there with Tom Lynch alongside him. I reckon he'll get the second forward every now and then.
Yeah.
Second defender, I should say.
That's a good call.
Who do you think will be the biggest improver this year?
I reckon the Bombers.
You reckon the Bombers?
Improve, yeah. If they're not in the...
They'd
want to
improve.
Yep.
They do. Otherwise, the heat will come on.
Well, I've got one for you. From what I saw last year, I think Brisbane.
Yeah.
And Brisbane. They'll be very hard to beat up there. I think they're going to win just about all their games up there. They're going to improve.
Yeah.
Good young side.
I reckon they're a sneaky chance to sneak into the eight. Any sliders? Anything you think they won't do any good this year, Texan?
No, I'll stay clear of that.
You don't want to make a headline?
It's going to be a tight comp.
It's going to be a very tight
Very
comp.
Tight.
I reckon it'll be, because it'll be jam-packed through the middle part of, after hearing Roo's top 18, it'll be jam-packed from, 6 to 14, I reckon?
Could be, yeah. Which means that, last 2-3 weeks of the season, every result's going to be very important, isn't it? To make that eight.
Well, if you get off to a good start, you set your season up and have a healthy list, you're in good spot. So.
Well, you better win on Saturday afternoon and get off to a good start, Texan.
We'll try.
Have you got bingo tomorrow night?
Yeah.
What's going on
there? We've changed it. We've changed bingo. Are you ever going to come out and call some numbers
with us? I've been there before. I've been there previously.
Would you come out and call numbers with us?
Pay wasn't very good.
Feel free, Sav Blanc. What's wrong with that? You had a few glasses of wine. That's
free,
all right.
Free Sav Blanc. One of the most expensive nights I've ever had. Come out and call bingo. Cost me.
So you're doing on Wednesdays now, Tex?
Wednesdays.
Why Wednesdays?
Family and kid friendly.
Is it?
We want to make it family, friends, kids. Come out. We'll be out there from about 5 o'clock. Call bingo.
Yeah, take your kids to a pub and drink and gamble. And no, it's good.
It's free. Bingo is free.
Free.
What time are you getting underway? Quickly.
We'll be out there from five, so come out and say good.
Every Wednesday, good work.
Sloaney and I. Are you coming out?
Yeah, I'll be there with all the kids annoying you.
All right, Tex, good luck this week against the Hawks.
Mate. Good on you, Tex.
What have you got for us?
Well, Ellie's not too happy with me at the moment.
Why? Mm.
Well, she said to me the other day, can you pass me my lip balm?
Mm.
And I accidentally picked up the super glue, so she's not talking to me.
No. Good one, Tex.
Oh, good on you, Tex. All thanks to Distinctive Homes. Tex Walker.
Ruined It's for breakfast. For Adelaide Tools, offering solutions for all your power tool needs. With 5 big locations. Mile End, Paraka, St Mary's, Lonsdale and Gawler.